We're in the laws of Shabbos. We're in Simon Reish Sadi Ches, which is entitled Dine Ner Havdalah. And it's a lengthy Simon. I'll begin at least to see the first few Sifim. It says, Mevarech al haner morei morei ha'esh. We know that when it comes to the Havdalah service, we take a Havdalah candle, and we say the bracha morei morei ha'esh, which is in plural. Im yeshlo, only in the event, of course, one has one, the insert lasar harav. Just like the besamim, as was introduced in the previous siman, a person does not have the besamim, you can still make havdalah. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us one reason as to why we take the candle on Saturday night. So it says, "Mishum detchilas briyaso havi b'motzi Shabbos." The beginning of the creation of fire took place on Saturday night, as it's brought down in the Gemara in Pesachim, daf nandalid b'motzi Shabbos nasa kadosh baruch hu deya ba'adam rishon, that Adam Rishon was given this foresight by Hashem, v'tochan shnei avanim zo b'zo, and he took two stones and he rubbed them together, creating friction, v'yotza mehen or, and a spark came forth, and ultimately a fire. And therefore, because that's when it was created, on Motzei Shabbos, that's when Adam Rishon created fire, that's the reason why we take the fire on Motzei Shabbos. Now it's brought down in the Sefer, the radiance of Shabbos, another reason. So there's another explanation for our minhag of taking a bracha over fire during Havdalah, is that it was on Motzei Shabbos that Hashem sent Adam a pillar of fire to provide illumination and guard him from evil. When Adam saw it, he rejoiced and stretched out his hands toward the light of the fire and made the bracha Borei Moriah Esh, brought down in the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, such an opinion. Regardless of the reason why it's done, we know that it is, and therefore we have to understand a little bit more of the laws. One of the things is, as we mentioned, that it's in plural. We have more than one wick, as we'll see in a second. And the reason, as the Mishnah Berurah says, the kama nehoyer ika benura, there's much illumination, that's why it's in plural. Lavana, duma, viruka, different colors that form through the flickering of this light, which is the colors of white and red and green, all intertwined and mixed together, is what is created, and that's what's seen. In Sif Beis, it says, the mitzvah min mucha levarech el avuka. A person should use a torch. Now, what exactly is a torch? Does that mean a real big torch? Not necessarily. The Ramah says, to define a torch, v'ner sheishol shtei psilos mikri avuka, provided that you have two wicks that are touching one another, or intertwined, mixed to one another, that already is considered to be the halakhic status of a torch. And it's brought down in the radiance of Shabbos, if a torch is unavailable, as you only have one light, you don't have the connecting of two wicks together, so one may recite a bracha over a single flame. It brings us down in the name of the Mishnah Berurah. Furthermore, it's said in Sif Gimel, Nohagin l'stakil b'kapos ha'yadayim v'asi pornoyim. Says that it's the custom to gaze upon saying this bracha. We'll see when exactly you're supposed to do this, before or after the bracha that's discussed. You're supposed to look at your fingernails. And the Ramah says, Yesh liros bitziparni yad yamin. You should look at your right hand, v'lechos fingernails, v'lechos hakos biad smol. And you should hold the cup in your left hand. Some people put the cup down. That's not what should be done, since you already did say the bracha b'rei pri hagafen. You should transfer the cup into your weaker hand, assume you're a righty, put into your left hand, and then you would use your right hand to be able to see the fingernails. And Ramah says, furthermore, v'yesh lichpof ha'etzba'os l'sochayah, there are those that bend the fingers into the hand, and therefore you'll be able to see your fingernails, as well as the skin which is connected to it, as well as your palm. So that's what is customary to do. And furthermore, it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. It says that v'yesh nohagin lishot achar kach ha'arbo etzba'os, after one looks at the fire through looking at their nails this way, their fingernails, it's customary afterwards lishot, to stretch out your fingers, v'liros mi'achreihem al hasiporim, to look this way. So first one is supposed to look with their right hand, their fingernails this way, and then afterwards here. And it's brought down the radiance of Shabbos, the very end of that chapter. It says that some also repeat this procedure with the left hand, and it says that it was seen that Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal was accustomed to not only do one hand, but the other. So obviously, he would first do the right hand, look at this side and then the left and that. Sometimes you see people doing both at the same time. It's not so clear where that minhag came from. But certainly the right hand this way, then that. Those who have the custom thereafter should use the left hand. Now, what is the significance of looking at the fingernail? So the Mechaber discusses this further. He says that in mevarchen el haner ad sheosel oro, you have to be able to enjoy and be able to get some benefit from this light. You have to be relatively close up. Dehainu she samachlo b'chdei shiochol l'hakir bin matbeya medina zul matbeya medina cheres. So say a person who came from a country recently will be able to take one coin and another coin, which are basically they're the same size, but of course the mint or the picture on them are different. So if you're able to tell the difference between those two based on that small amount of light which is produced by the Havdalah candle, then that's sufficient. Doesn't mean you have to go to another country. That's the significance of why we look at the fingernails, to be able to compare the fingernails to the part of to your skin. If you can see the difference based on that light, that's equivalent to being able to see between two different coins. That's the reason why, so I'm explaining why we check the fingernails. There's more reasons behind that too. The Mishnah Berurah says it's not just because this is a comparison like the two coins. He says shehasti parnayim hein siman bracha. Your fingernails, there's an element of blessing to it, and we want the very beginning of the week to be with bracha. That's why we say ve'yitin l'cha, which is filled with asking Hashem to provide us with blessing. So why are the fingernails blessing? Shehin paros v'rabos olam. We know that our fingernails constantly grow, and therefore so too our success and affluence in the upcoming year. In conclusion, the says in the Radiance of Shabbos one other important point that some people do and some people don't do. At least share with you this paragraph. It says that many people turn off the electric light before the bracha is recited. This is done because some people feel that the electric light provides such brilliant illumination that the Havdalah candle cannot really be considered providing any further illumination. He says this is also something which was seen by Rav Moshe Feinstein Zitzal. It came from the Havdalah service by the candle. He would have the electric lights turned off and then the bracha would be said. Of course, one should embrace one's minhag. If that's not something which is done, then it doesn't mean necessarily you have to do it. But certainly if one does, it's something in which sounds like a nice custom. Rabbi Chanan Machatz Kadosh Baruch Hu Tichem Torah Mitzvah Shnei Mar Adonai Chavetz Oman Sitko Yadil Torah V'Yadir.